Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Sebastian's Random Thoughts and Experiences. So, I want to give you one of my experiences this morning, meeting with my team for the last, oh my stars, was it 3 hours? I've never had that long of a meeting in a long time. I'm emotionally drained, physically tired, frustrated. It was a long-ass meeting. But you know what? I laid the foundations for the future. I have two most amazing guys with me as we're talking about videoing, getting social media content from tonight's training. We're about to launch another Abundance Leadership Training. It's our signature training for the leader within. It's accumulation of 20 years of my life, learning personal development, workshops, confrontation skills, everything you could think of to help me change my brain, my behavior, transforming, the renewing my mind. It was a journey I've been on. So I've picked a whole bunch of different parts from all these different trainings and created my own. It helps you as a leader learn how to lead yourself. And as you lead yourself, the most beautiful part happens. You'll lead others. But first, you have to lead yourself. You have to be able to be in integrity. Meaning, you have to be able to be integrity, whole and complete, lacking nothing. Nothing hidden in the shadows, nothing hidden in the dark. That's the journey I'll be taking these people through the next 4 days. And as my team and I are going through each step of the training so they know what to video, what social media piece take, I'm telling you, I wanted to die. I wanted to kill them. Because I know this thing, I've created it, I've done it a million times, and they're taking so long to freaking understand every piece. They're taking so long to freaking see if this is a shot they're gonna take, what interview question they're gonna ask. I mean, they were literally killing me, and I wanted to kill them. Literally, I wanted to kill them. And then it hit me. This is what it takes to make disciples. This is what it takes to make leaders. This is what it takes. My patience of empowering them, my patience of teaching them the journey of my story, my patience. And I was like, oh my stars, these 3 hours I'm investing in them is gonna last me the next 3 years, 30 years, because they'll know exactly what I want, how to do it, and what angles, what shots, what questions. I mean, you name it, we went through it all. But here's the point I want you to get. Are you taking those 3 hours investing in somebody and laying the foundation that'll get you results the next 3 years or 30 years? As frustrating as it may be, as many times you have to repeat yourself. So here's a couple elements I realized from this morning. One, I'm doing exactly what I'm committed, making disciples. If I could teach them, then they could teach others, and everybody's gonna have a transformed life. Two, that I picked the right leaders to invest in. These guys, their character is amazing. Their experience, lacking. But I'd rather have somebody with character that I could teach than someone with experience that's unteachable. So this morning, man, I'm drained. I'm not kidding you. I am emotionally drained, physically tired. And now I look, that's what it takes. That's called the work. I had to lay the foundation for the future. So my encouragement to you guys today is this. One, who are you investing in? Two, what foundation are you teaching them? Three, what will last beyond you? These principles I'm teaching them, the flow of the training, the shots, the social media, the videos, all this will outlast me for the next generation. Hope you got something great from this. Love to hear. What did you take away for yourself? What did you take away from yourself? What are you applying? What questions do you have? Post them below and let's have a great dialogue. Talk to you soon.